It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back it is the afternoon show. Tuesdays at 3 o'clock means we are joined by the one and only Elliot Shore Parks, as always sponsored by BQ Basements and Concrete. Foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space experts. Call today for a free inspection. To book your appointment, go to basementsbybq.com. What's happening, Elliot?
What up? How you guys doing today?
What are the Eagles doing, Elliot? I mean, this Hassan Reddick situation, like, it's almost befuddling.
Yeah.
What is going on with this?
It is, because it's a position that on paper and in the moves he's made, like, how he values. We're not talking about why are they thinking about trading their Pro Bowl linebacker, or look, I mean, Swift was a Pro Bowl running back, for what it's worth. They let him walk. Hassan Reddick, 4 straight seasons, double-digit sacks, a premium position. It's not a position that you normally would see, or if ever, Howie devalue. And it feels like with the Hassan Reddick thing, right now they are devaluing the position, or at least devaluing the player, considering what he's done. But
yeah,
but here would be my kind of counter to why this is, right?
No counter.
Well, all right, let me give you my counter.
I'm just
kidding.
You can
decide if it's a good one.
I'm just kidding.
So we spent a lot of the last 5 weeks of the season, the few weeks after, talking about the culture of the team, the locker room, right? Like, people really cared about that the final 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Why don't they look happy on the sideline? Why does this team look like they don't like playing together? All those things. Mm-hmm. Well, this is what that looks like. Like, if you want to just talk about culture and, like, making sure that everyone gets along in the locker room and not just be worried about talent. Well, when you sign Bryce Huff, when you give Josh Sweat that he's coming back, when you bring back Brandon Graham, when you draft an edge rusher in the first round, like, this is what it is. I think Hassan Reddick is the best player of all the players we just talked about. I think he's the best edge rusher. If there was a big game next season and you told me I can only have one edge rusher, it would be Hassan Reddick. But you know Bryce Huff's going to be here. You know Josh Sweat's going to be here. You know they want Nolan Smith to play. And let's be honest, Brandon Graham is going to get snaps. He's not going to get 30 a game, but he's going to get snaps. If you bring Hassan Reddick back and don't give him a new deal, then A, he's going to be unhappy about that, obviously. B, even if you give him a deal, it's pretty clear you're not going to give him what he wants. Otherwise, they wouldn't be in this situation. And C, you're now going to have a top four edge rushing duo of guys that all feel they should be getting starting snaps. So while I think Hassan is a great player, I would not trade him. I think it's a mistake to do it. Everyone that wanted it to have a great culture, like, these are the moves you have to make in order to make sure the locker room all gets along and there aren't, you know, power struggles for snaps.
Yeah, I wonder with the whole snaps thing. Don't they all rotate? I mean, they all rotate anyway.
Well, last year, Reddick and Sweat played over 70% of the snaps or something like that.
And that could have been part of the problem.
Yeah, I'm surprised they did that, because in my time covering Howie, it seems like his plan on the defensive line has always been be deep and have them rotate. 2017,
yes.
That's what they did. 2022,
that's what they did.
They
had their best defensive lines.
They did not do that last year. Now, part of that could be they didn't think Nolan Smith was ready. Certainly, you know, he was active each week. He was on the roster. He didn't play a ton. But outside of that, I mean, I thought when they got rid of Derek Barnett, that meant more snaps for other people. Instead, it ended up just meaning more snaps for Sweat and Reddick.
Yeah, it's just, this is, you know, maybe we'll find out what is truly going on. I'm imagining we probably won't find out what the real bone of contention is here with both of these sides, because it's just baffling when you look at a position that the Eagles actually put a premium on. He's been their leading sack guy for the last 2 years. I understand he's 30 years old. I'm not saying they need to break the bank for him or what have you. But to not be able to come up with some sort of resolution here to where both sides can feel comfortable and be happy moving forward just seems like it's more than what meets the eye.
Well, and look, you were part of the organization. We've all followed and covered the team for a long time. When are they not able to come to a solution for a player they like?
Exactly.
Like you know, we can talk about snaps and money and all those things. If they wanted Hassan Reddick in the building next year, this would be done. We wouldn't be talking about it. He would have, let's be real, gotten a deal last offseason, mm-hmm. right? When he wanted the deal initially. And then this offseason, it wouldn't have gotten to this point. I don't think you bring Josh Sweat back if you want Reddick here. I don't think you sign Bryce Huff if you want Reddick here. So I just think they're setting it up now where I think Reddick's gone. I don't think he's going to play for the Eagles next year. I believe he'll be traded. But if there's a change of heart, let's say a team that maybe had interest changes their mind, or Reddick is saying, you know what, I just really want to be with the Eagles or whatever. It is setting up for a situation where you have to hope everyone is on the same page of like split snaps, no one's getting big snaps, like those type of things, because they have too many bodies there right now of guys that should play and want to play.
And they got too many question marks as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Like the idea that they know exactly what they're going to get from Bryce Huff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, Bryce Huff.
Yep. Yeah.
I almost called him Bryce Young.
Or Josh Huff.
Yeah, this dude's name has been a pain in the butt.
And he looks like Boston Scott.
yeah, to throw you off completely.
Yeah.
It must have been at least 10 times I've already thought that he was Boston Scott.
Yeah, looks just like him.
My only point is that you don't know what he's going to give you having his first year as a full-time player. Josh Sweat, who didn't give you much coming down the stretch last year, now you're banking on him to be better next year because why? You're just in a new scheme. Nolan Smith, who probably is the biggest question mark of all the guys at that position.
Yeah.
Now you're putting more pressure on him to have to fill Hassan Reddick's shoes. And BG, where this was supposed to be somewhat of a ceremonial type of final year for him, to where he's more of an ambassador / leader mentor for these guys in the building, in that position meeting room, that puts more pressure on him to have to produce when you take away a guy like Hassan Reddick.
So
I just don't get it.
Yeah. What's surprising to me, and what's funny is you said, you know, they valued the position, and I agree, they definitely do. But what's interesting about Howie is if you look, he's never really given big money to edge rushers. Like Bryce Huff got good money, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to, you know, dismiss 3 years, $50 million. That's good money. Hassan Reddick, 3 years, $45 million. But when's the last time Howie paid like a top 10 contract to an edge rusher or a top 5 contract to an edge rusher? Like he drafts those positions. He gets lots of bodies at those positions.
Yeah.
But he has not been someone that's like, here's $25 million a year to an edge rusher.
No, listen, I agree. And it sounds like you may believe that is the issue, is that Hassan Reddick is asking.
Oh, it's definitely the issue.
Well, yeah. So then it's the money that's being asked for. Yeah,
right.
I agree. And they're not going to get that to a 30-year-old anyway. So even at a 26-year-old, they didn't pay that much money. They certainly aren't going to give that to a 30-year-old. And I'm not necessarily advocating that. So would you say this is more on Hassan Reddick to be more flexible in what he's asking for? If the Eagles, do you believe the Eagles just say you're going to play for what you're under contract for, or your request is just unreasonable?
Right. Well, so the piece of information I wish I had that I don't is what other teams are willing to pay Hassan Reddick.
Mm-hmm.
By allowing Hassan Reddick to go out and look for a trade.
Well, it's clearly not what
it's clearly,
he's looking for. Yeah,
right.
So
obviously, there's not a natural deal there.
Yeah.
There's not a team out there saying, we'll give you a third and, you know, whatever, right? So I believe in this instance, like, Hassan is correct to want more money. Let's just put that out there first. Like, Hassan Reddick is worth more than $14 million.
How much more? That's what we're – what everybody – I would even venture to say, not to cut you off and I'll let you finish your point.
Yeah.
I would think the Eagles would agree Hassan may deserve a slight raise. It's just it's how much are we talking about?
So I think he's probably looking for around $25 million a year. which is a lot of money. It is. But he is one of the most accomplished edge rushers in the NFL over the last 4 years. Like, he is correct to ask for that. Doesn't mean the Eagles have to do it.
Right.
But this isn't, like, this isn't Hassan saying, I'm not playing for 14. Like, he's correct to want a new deal. A,
sure.
Even forget the number. He's in the final year of his deal with no guaranteed money.
Sure.
So that alone, you want more money if you're Hassan Reddick. You want more guarantee. I mean, he could, God forbid, knock on wood, like, you know, snap his Achilles, snap one week one, and then he has no guaranteed money. He's cut, right? So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also just think, like, he wanted this deal last year. He didn't get it. And so now I'm sure he's saying, yet again, I'm being undervalued. So I see his point. But
it's also
I,
1 year into this contract.
Yeah, they weren't going to redo his deal after
but
1 year.
But he was underpaid last
year. But it was a year, though.
But it was but it's a three-year deal.
Okay.
So, I mean, he was almost halfway through.
But they didn't put a gun to his head to make him sign the deal.
No, well.
Like, when they offered him the deal,
right.
He could have said, this isn't enough. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing this deal. I'm not telling you that they got a great bargain for him. But to be fair to them, they gave him the deal,
right.
Offered him the deal, and he had no problem with accepting the deal. It wasn't until after the team was as good as it was, by the way, the best team he's ever played on
yep.
and been a part of when it comes to winning, and he wanted his deal redone after 1 year. I'm with the Eagles on that one.
So I'll take it a step further. They didn't just give him a deal. They gave him probably the best deal he got offered, right? Like when he signed here, I'm sure – it was because it was the best deal. And I think the larger problem here, which, and I sympathize with Hassan on this, like, I feel bad for him.
Yeah, I performed it.
The league clearly doesn't value him the way they
yeah.
should.
And why is that? Is that because of the run? Like, what don't we know? Like,
well, he's never been a run guy.
No, he's not.
And I guess you could argue
Runchmon, dude. March Jack doesn't care about the run.
I think that's what they'll tell you about Bryce Huff, too, the guy they just paid. But – I mean, I think Hassan.
Oh, he's not a run guy.
No,
either.
No, he didn't. I think he's worse against
he didn't
the
play
run
downs.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
he doesn't play the run.
No, again, for most of my life, I've never seen the Eagles get run on until the end of last year and this upcoming season.
Right, right. No, but I mean, from Hassan's perspective, he has double-digit sacks. He hits two years in a row. He hits the free agency market at 27 years old, and he gets good money. But he didn't get like stud edge rusher
right,
money.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
then has what?
He didn't get Brian Burns money.
Right. He had, like, what, 22 sacks his first year or whatever it was, 18 sacks. He still can't get a new deal there, which I see your point that it's 1 year into the contract, but he is extremely underpaid there. Mm-hmm. Now his services, he's allowed to go out and shop him, and either A, no one's offering what he wants, or B, the Eagles aren't trading for what they thought. So Hassan, I could see from someone that's whose career started out slowly, he's put in the work, he's had double-digit sacks 4 years in a row, and he's still not getting what he thinks he deserves. Like, I understand why he is frustrated.
So who do you think this is more on to get this right? Do you think it's on
Reddick? I think it's on the Eagles.
So you don't think Reddick has to budge on this?
No, I don't think Reddick should budge. Reddick should
but
get
how
the,
much do the Eagles
Reddick
pay
Reddick should get the most money he can from
well,
whatever.
Sure,
team.
But
yeah,
but there's so, no team out there that's offering him that. So well, no team's giving him $25 million a year.
We do but what we don't know is if another team is willing to pay him, you know, substantially more than the Eagles are.
Right.
Right, like the Eagles are the one that, like, we're just talking about cash here, and we're just talking about cap space. Like, Hassan Reddick is the best defensive player on the roster right now. Mm-hmm. He plays a premium position. He's a player, forget all, like the first two things, he's a player you need next season. Like, they need Hassan Reddick. So Hassan Reddick, you know, he wants to go somewhere he can win, all those things. The Eagles have to win next year. If they're like 6-11 or, you know, Nick's probably gone. Jalen's on the hot seat. Who knows what's going on with Howie? Like, they have to win next year. So they have more incentive to budge here. Like, they need Hassan Reddick on the roster. Hassan Reddick should wait out for all the money he can. I think he's doing the correct thing. I think it's the Eagles that, while the culture thing is worth considering, it is the Eagles that need Hassan more than Hassan needs the Eagles.
But he also needs the Eagles from the standpoint of, like, where's he going to play? He's under contract here.
Right.
Like.
Right, he's under contract.
Like, Hassan Reddick also, right. I mean, how much do you want, he told us all offseason, how much do you want to be an Eagle? Like, how much does winning a Super Bowl matter to you next year? I understand the money stuff.
Yeah, but that's just all.
And I'm not
Let's
trying
just
to go
be
full.
Honest.
I'm not trying to go full Howard here. But like, you are getting
Sounds
paid.
Like it.
You are getting paid a pretty good contract.
Yeah, but here's my thing, like, about that.
Come back. Come to the negotiating table and try to get a deal done here if you really want to be an Eagle.
Well, but so the fact he makes $14 million this year is almost irrelevant. He is worth more than that. He is worth more than what he is being paid.
But he is paid that.
No, I know. But obviously, everyone would love to make $14 million in a year, clearly. But these athletes are worth more than. Like, Hassan Reddick is worth more than what he is currently set to be paid. Now, how much is another team willing to pay him? That we don't know. But I am sure that if Hassan Reddick was a free agent this offseason, he would get more than $14 million guaranteed. like without.
But he's not a free agent.
He's not. I get that, but he isn't.
So what then?
But he is in the last.
Why does that matter?
But he is in the last year of his deal. Like that does matter.
Okay.
Being in the last, look, Jalen last offseason, he wasn't a free agent, but he was in the last year of his deal, so mm-hmm. he got a new deal. Like Landon, he's not a free agent, sure. but he's entering the last year of his deal. He got a new deal. Like that's how it works. When you're in the last year of your deal, if you are someone they want to pay, they pay you as if you are essentially a free agent. And he's not getting that.
Hey, everyone. This is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
215-592-9494 to get in on the Hassan Reddick situation. Johnny's in West Philly. What's happening, Johnny?
Hey, how's it going? I totally agree with Elliot on a lot of points.
Huh?
I feel like we already got too much money poured in on the edge rushing position, like on a pass rusher spot.
But they can't what if they can't play, Johnny?
I understand that, but you got to give Nolan Smith a chance to grow.
You don't. No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
And we might have to pay. And we might have to pay Devontae Smith. So, like, I don't see us being able to pay Devontae Smith and Hassan Reddick. I'm gonna choose the younger guy. Hassan Reddick is 30 years old right now. You know what I mean?
So they can pay both guys for what it's worth. If they get rid
of course they can.
Yeah, if they get rid of Hassan, to me, this is about
they're choosing to.
They want to play the other players. Like, they want to play Nolan Smith. They want to play Bryce Huff. They want to play Josh Sweat. Like, that to me is what it would be about more than the money.
So pouring in, let's say we push him up to $21 million a year, pushing him up that much, and he's only going to get limited snaps, I don't think that makes too much sense.
No, but I agree with that. That's why they're not going to keep him.
If we're able to pay him and Devontae Smith, I'm all for it, man. I changed my mind. I didn't know that we're able to do both. But if we're not, then I'll pay Smitty and move on from old behind Hassan Reddick.
Oh, now he's old behind Hassan. Well, now he's basically a bum on his way out. We're drinking Dave's Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Another way to look at it, Johnny, is if you could pay either Hassan, Josh Sweat, or Bryce Huff, who would you pay?
I'm gonna pay Josh Huff and Josh Sweat. I meant to say because. Yeah. Because in the last seven games of the year, Reddick got a half a sack with not including the Dallas game.
What did Josh Sweat do?
Josh Sweat is younger, though. You know what I mean? Upside. I look at the upside.
Oh,
we got to move forward. I believe in Howie, man.
I know. I can tell. I can tell. There it is. Who's overrated? Speaking of Howie Roseman, who is overrated, Johnny?
Who's overrated? I'm going to say Bud Crawford. I'm really into boxing. We got a guy.
Bud Crawford. Come on, man.
Hear me out.
I don't care.
We got a guy named Boots, right?
Yeah, Boots.
Undefeated.
Yep, James Boots.
Boots Ennis.
Yep.
Undefeated from Philadelphia. Haven't lost a round. Look it up. Haven't lost a round yet in boxing. And I feel like Bud need to give him a shot. Until then, he's overrated in my book. Thank y'all for taking my call.
I appreciate it, Johnny.
As me being the only one who knows what the hell he's talking about.
I have some boxing takes if you want, but you can go first. Yeah.
Now, but first of all, Bud Crawford is not overrated.
No.
Let's get that out of the way right now. But I understand.
He's next up.
Well, I understand what he said. He basically wants a local fighter here, Boots Ennis, to get a shot at Bud Crawford, and Bud Crawford won't give him a shot.
Wow, he's ducking him?
Yeah, because I mean, you know what it is in boxing? It's all about the who helps you get the biggest payday.
Right.
So who's the biggest draw? Bud Crawford wants to fight. Nobody really cares what I'm talking about right now.
No, you're doing great.
I'm waiting for a name
fans.
I know.
There are some boxing fans. I got one for you.
Yeah.
Bud Crawford wants to fight Canelo Alvarez.
Oh, okay.
That's what he wants because Canelo brings in the big payday because he has a huge following.
So I think what boxing needs to do to become relevant again is to stop a pay-per-view. And B, having their fight start at midnight.
Well, that's for sure. They had to start with this. Put B first.
Right. Put the fights on at 8 o'clock.
So people and let can actually watch
like, if you put boxing on a network channel at 8 o'clock, I think it would still be a big deal.
You do know why it's on at 11:30 or 12.
Because it's over in Vegas.
Yes.
Yeah, I get that.
Yes.
But there's West Coast games all the time that start at 9, and for the real sports.
Listen, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I struggle to stay up for these fights. Listen, you don't even want to know how many fights I paid for and I didn't see.
I'm sure it's quite a bit.
Yes,
yeah.
that I didn't see because I fell asleep before the actual fight started.
You get the replay in the morning?
Yes. Well, I had to start recording. Yeah,
Well, and that's the other thing. They're not allowed to show replays.
No, he's right. They stopped showing the replays, so I had to start recording. Yeah. Either way.
They do everything to do to hide the sport.
Either way, Bud is not overrated.
Okay, all right.
Boots Ennis is a great young fighter who's waiting on an opportunity. And boxing does have a problem because the best fighters don't fight each other all the time. It's all about who – this is the Floyd Mayweather effect.
Right.
This is who brings in the biggest payday for me through pay-per-view, and that's who I'll fight.
Well, the last biggest fight I can remember, I think, was Floyd and Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
That's the last one I paid for.
That wasn't even a real fight.
It was, I watched it.
You know what we get to watch for free this summer?
Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
Can't wait.
You two are in for a treat.
I hope he kills him.
You, dude, let me tell you.
I'm rooting Jake Paul.
Of course you are.
You can root for him all you want to. He'll be dead before we get through that second round. What?
He's a pretty good.
Not literally, everybody.
But that's where you should probably say it. But, like, I thought he was a pretty good boxer.
Well, because he's beat up on tomato cans.
Yeah, Mike Tyson's like 50, if not old, 57. Yeah.
Yes.
Don't make fun of 50-year-olds.
Exactly.
There might be one on the
Well, you're old too now. So.
30.
Let me tell you, man, you guys are in for a treat. You didn't get to see Mike in his prime, so it's not going to be that. But
and you don't got to pay for this one, right?
That's first and foremost. Yeah. But for a 57-year-old?
He looks strong.
Man.
Could Netflix save boxing?
It could with this one.
Please. I need someone to just beat the crap out of Jake Paul. It's all I care about.
I like Jake Paul.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, I watched a documentary on him. Seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, no shot.
You think no shot?
No shot.
I don't know about that.
Got no shot.
All right, we'll see.
215-592.
We'll talk about it when it happens because I'll watch it.
July 20th. I'm looking forward to it.
Right before training camp.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Post All-Star break for baseball?
Right before the Olympics.
Right.
The Olympics this summer? Yeah, the Summer Olympics. I love the Summer Olympics.
Yeah, U.S. soccer playing.
I don't care.
There you go.
Thank you. Are you going to the Argentina versus El Salvador match on Friday?
So Messi's not playing.
Oh, what's the point?
I know. Well, tell me about it. I was thinking about it, but not now. I probably will not go.
So I'm curious. Kenny Pickett talked yesterday.
Yeah.
He did not shake everyone's hands.
He did not. He avoided that interaction.
See, I wish that happened so I could see if your hands are bigger than Kenny Pickett.
I think his hands look bigger than mine.
That's good.
I'll say that.
So obviously it all weekend to kind of react to it. How do you feel about it now, a couple days removed from the trade?
So I think people are making two mistakes when talking about Kenny Pickett. One,
tell us.
He's good. I think people are wrong.
That's a big question.
He's good. He's good.
At what?
At football, at playing quarterback.
Dude, he has almost the amount of touchdowns to interceptions in his career.
Well, the issue is the touchdowns thrown, not the interceptions. He does three things well, which I think will make him thrive with this team if he has
three.
To play. Yeah, you ready? He takes care of the ball. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league at taking care of the ball.
You lead.
Listen, just because you're scared to throw a ball in tight windows don't mean you take care of the ball.
Hey,
it means you're actually scared to throw the ball.
Better it ended with a kick than a turnover.
You're right in some situations. You are.
Two, he is good in the
unless you're down by six and you need a damn touchdown.
Well, then they got Saquon. Two, he's good in the pocket. He was one of the best quarterbacks in the league last year at avoiding pressure.
Because he rolls out to the right and every the stupid
I'm just
twirl
saying,
movie does.
He took a sack, I think, on like where he was responsible, like 10% of his sacks. Jalen was 25%. So it is going to – if he has to play, it will help that he is better in the pocket, right? So that – and then – so those
three.
Two, right?
Get the three.
I forget three.
You forget three. Come on,
I got
man.
Too wrapped up in that.
Yeah. Two. It was enough of a
You're
struggle
so
to get the two.
So he was he's good
blitz,
in the pocket.
Blitz,
he
blitz.
That was it.
Oh yes,
that's what
the
it was.
Blitz.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's good against the blitz.
Yes.
His numbers last year, he had 4 touchdowns to 1 interception.
You know what I want to know? How many points did that offense score with him out there as the
quarterback? Well, so here's the problem.
Yeah.
Here's a problem he had. One, he had the 31st ranked offensive line in the league at pass blocking.
Oh, blame everybody else.
Well, we love that argument with Saquon. Right?
Well, that's true. Right. Hold on. The Giants are a rudderless organization right now, whereas East Pittsburgh has some idea what the hell they know they're doing.
I mean, I don't care about the 9-8 record every year.
But they go to the playoffs.
Sort of.
Pittsburgh has a good organization. I agree with that. Sort of. But their offensive line is terrible. And two, he had an offensive coordinator.
Sam Malo last year, man.
Yeah, he was good.
He was
rest
your number one free agent last year. They're probably in the Super Bowl last year.
They
got Sam Malo.
Honestly, they might be. But... So, and they fired their offensive coordinator. So Canada. So everyone talks about in Chicago why Justin Fields is in a bad spot. Kenny Pickett was not in an advantageous spot in Pittsburgh either.
So he was in a better situation than Justin Fields.
Probably.
The Bears?
Well, the Bears had a better offensive line.
The Bears stink, bro. I don't.
They
give
both
a damn.
Stink. They both stink, though.
The Steelers don't stink.
Their offense.
Were they
10-7
last year?
They made the playoffs. Yeah.
Well, they were 10-7.
Yeah, but they got smacked in the playoffs for what it's worth.
What?
They did. Was Kenny Pickett in a situation to succeed last year?
Yes.
I don't think so. He had a bad coordinator. He had a bad offensive line.
He's in a better situation now.
He's in a way better situation.
Yeah, but let's not act like Pittsburgh isn't a well-ran organization.
They're a well-ran organization.
They need a quarterback.
Getting to the playoffs. But
they've missed on quarterbacks. Mason Rudolph, Trubisky, and now this kid. That's why the team – that's why they won with Big Ben. The same freaking organization
has been there. It's not the same offensive line. It's not the same coaching staff. Mike Tomlin's a great head coach. He's on the defensive side of the ball, and he's a good CEO head coach. Kenny Pickett had good receivers around him. I'll give him that, right? Mm-hmm. Good tight end.
Good tailbacks.
Yep, but his offensive line was a disaster, and I can't grade any quarterback that has a bad offensive line. So if you put Kenny Pickett here, again, he takes care of the ball, good against the blitz, gets rid of the ball in the pocket. Like, I think if he plays here, he will succeed.
Do you think they believe more in him than Justin Fields?
Yes.
Interesting.
Otherwise, I think Justin Fields would be here.
215-592.
Now,
why?
You really don't believe that.
No, I do.
You believe they went and got Kenny Pickett because they think he's better than Justin Fields?
I do, yeah.
You're crazy.
Well, they could have offered more and gotten Justin Fields.
Well, there's other reasons why financially they may not have wanted Justin Fields, and even other reasons. But to think that Kenny Pickett is better than Justin Fields, and that's why they did it, they would be the only team in the league that believes Kenny Pickett is better than Justin Fields.
Well, they gave up a top 100 pick.
I don't care about none of that.
Well, that matters. We're talking about what he was traded for.
Well, no, because one guy comes with a cheaper price tag that is low risk,
right,
low reward for, and the other guy is boom or bust. Right, he had a $25 million
option bonus.
Option he had to pick up for the other kid. I get why they did it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to buy that one guy is better than the other just because the Eagles did it. Kenny Pickett hasn't done anything that makes me think he even is remotely close to Justin Fields as a player.
So I think Justin Fields is a better player.
Well, then what are we talking about, Dan?
But I'm saying I think the Eagles believe Kenny Pickett is
better. Oh, okay. But you agree with him.
No, I would have – so if I had nobody on the roster, I'd rather have Justin Fields. For this team, I think Kenny Pickett was the better choice. He's not going to cause a distraction. And, again, the three things I named.
I agree with you on all of that.
Of
only thing I'm arguing with you on, because it sounded like you said you felt Kenny Pickett was the better player.
No, I think Justin Fields is the better player.
Okay, then we don't disagree about anything.
Right, but I think the Eagles believe that Kenny Pickett is better than Justin Fields.
Well, if they do believe that, they're wrong. I don't care what they say publicly. I know what they need to say publicly, and I understand all of that.
Right.
Kenny Pickett is here. Justin Fields isn't. But if they really believe this is the better player, then
– Well, they paid – they didn't give up nothing for him. Like, the Jaguars gave up a 6 for Mac Jones. Like, they gave up a top 100 pick for him.
Can we agree that everything the Eagles do isn't necessarily the right thing?
For sure.
Okay, it's okay.
Yeah,
so if they believe that, I'm telling you, I disagree if that's really their assessment.
I disagree with that assessment, too.
Okay.
But I think that the mistake, I think the biggest.
I'm going to stab you with a spoon. That's what I'm going to do.
The mistake people are making.
Are you going to get us out of here?
I'm trying to. He just keeps going.
The Eagles think Kenny Pickett is good. That is the mistake I've heard on this station all week. He is here because they think he can play.
92-94-94. We'll continue this coming up on
get
the other side.
Get a hold of this show, man.
Listen, he's cooking. Plus, a big Sixers win last night. Elliot, does this change how he feels about this team? There were some spicy texts earlier.
About
if last night changed anything. We'll get to all that. All your phone calls. We're looking for who's overrated for a chance to go see Jim Gaffigan. Get in now. 215-592-9494. It's the afternoon show on Sports Radio 94 WYP. So everyone heard I recently bought a certified pre-owned Honda Accord from Scott Honda in Westchester, which is practically in my backyard. In high school, I actually got my first car from Scott Honda. Scott Honda has been serving the area for generations, including my family. Well, now they've brought me into their family. So if you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Honda, then go where they make it easy to buy your next car. Scott Honda of Westchester. And now Scott Honda is expanding. They're going on to Vineland, New Jersey. And listen, Vineland, you're in luck because Scott Honda is the greatest. So visit ScottHonda.com and tell them Fred sent you.